Here we're at the bottom of Zayin Amud Bet. The Gemara yesterday discussed Pesach Minolon. The two exceptions in our Mishnah to where Lo Lishma affects them is Pesach and Chatat. So Gemara yesterday discussed Pesach, and today we're going to discuss Chatat. So Gemara asks, second to last line, Chatat Minolon. How do you know that a Chatat that's in Lo Lishma is problematic? Dichtiv. This is a pasuk we bumped into a number of times. It says, Shachat Ota L'Chatat. Shehei shchita l'shem chatat. Because it's b'shachat otah l'chatat. Ashchan shchita, that takes care of shchita. Kabbalah minolon. Where do we know Kabbalat Adam is that way? So Gemara says, no problem. V'lakach ha-kohen midam ha-chatat. Shetehei kabbalah l'shem chatat. So this lakach we have is a kabbalah, is l'shem kabbalah. Right? It's the mesorah yidei chazal. So this is the Kabbalat Adam, and that has to be midam ha-chatat, shetei kabbalah l'shem chatat. V'ashkechan shchita u-kabbalah, that takes care of those two adult zrika minolon. Damar kura, v'chiper alav ha-kohen mechatato. So there it says, v'chiper alav, where's the kapara? Kapara is zrikat adam, because the ikar kapara comes through zrikat adam. And in the kapara it says, v'chiper alav ha-kohen mechatato. Shetei kapara l'shem chatat. But the kapara should be for a chatat. Now where that pasuk is from is somewhat problematic, and we're going to come back to it. After we do the sukkah today, I'll come back and we'll discuss where all these pasukim are found and what the issues are with these pasukim that are used. Ashrechan shinui kodesh. Shinui balim min alan. So now, that explains shinui kodesh. We have in three of the four avodot. There are four avodot that we're always looking for, and that is shchita, kabbalat adam, holachat adam, and zrikat adam. Here we did three out of the four because holachat adam is a subcategory or a subset of kabbalat adam. And therefore, if we know kabbalat adam, then we don't need to know about holachat adam. So now where we had three out of the four over here, we're all settled. Everything's fine at this point in time because we took care of shinui kodesh. But what about shinu balim? We know that. So now amar kara, alav, velo al chaveiro. So that's what we just brought the pasuk here. V'chiper alav HaKohen mechatato should take up l'shem chatat. It also is alav velo al chaveiro. So that'll be the shinui ba'alim. So ashrechan the mitzvah. Okay, now we know the chatchila that you have to be lishma in all of these instances. Le'akev minolon. How do we know that it's me'akev? That even b'di'evit it's problematic. K'dama Rav Huna braid Rabbi Yeshua chatat chatato. Hachanami chatat chatato. We're going to get to that drasha in a minute. But the chatat chatato means the person, it could have said v'chiper alav ha-kohen mechatat. So why does it say chatato? So that the possessive form of chatato, that teaches me an additional item, and since it teaches me an additional item, that means that you can also include, or that's the akev. What is me'akev about is not so clear here. The Gemara thinks that the ikuv only by, right now, shinui ba'alim in terms of zrikat adam. Because we just learned that out of the pasuk v'chiper alav akoin mechatato, so alav velo al chaveiro, so that's where we learned out shinui balim, and there it's talking about v'chiper, that's talking about zrikat adam. So there we'll say mechatato teaches me ikuv by zrikat adam by shinui balim. The only question with that, or only issue with that, is Tosos asked the question. Wait a minute, but didn't we just learn out zrikat adam by shinui kodesh from that same pasuk? If it learned out zrikat adam b'shinui kodesh from that pasuk, then the ikuv should also apply to that. He leaves it b'tema, that the Gemara doesn't deal with that. So Gemara says, ashchan mitzvah b'shinui kodesh v'zrika b'shinui balim ben the mitzvah ben la'akev. So Gemara says here, we have a mitzvah b'shinui kodesh, and that applies to all melachot. We covered all four of the melachot in shinui kodesh. By zrika b'shinui balim, we have the pasuk v'chiper alav. And there it's ben the mitzvah ben ha'akev because you have the ikuv. So that's what the point I just made to you, what Tosfos makes, is that the ikuv should also apply equally to shinui kodesh. Why the Gemara only says it applies to shinui balim is the question. La'akev b'chol avodot b'shinui kodesh. How do I know about ikuv when it comes to all the other avodot by shinui kodesh? Oh, b'shar avodot b'shinui balim ben the mitzvah ben ma'akev minolan. And the remainder of the avodot in shinui balim, how do I know whether the mitzvah, meaning that how do I even know that you require lishma in those instances? And then on top of that, how do I know the ikuv? So Amar Rabbi Yona, atya mechatat nazir. We're going to learn it out from the chatat of the nazir, dichtiv. Because it says, "Vadechatat nezir v'kriva kohen lifnei Hashem v'asai et chatato v'et olato." So here again, the word "asay." So the word "asiya" can apply to all of avodot. And there it says, "Vasa et chatato." Kol asiyotav have to be l'shem chatat. That all his actions, everything he does, has to be l'shem chatat. So now, again, here you're going to have to say, in the mitzvah b'shinoi kodesh, that it goes to, because we already have shinoi kodesh. It teaches you ikuv by shinoi kodesh. So that's where it says, ashchan shinoi kodesh. So now you took care of the shinoi kodesh problem. We have the three psukim that teach me the mitzvah, it's all shinoi kodesh. I have the pasuk by nazir, which teach me all the siyot, have to be l'shem chatat. I already have mitzvah from the other psukim, that must mean that it's le'akev. So then where it says, Shinoi Balim Meinala. Now what do I do with Shinoi Balim? Shinoi Balim, we only have Zrikat Adam. What do I do with the rest? Gemara says, skip the parentheses, Amar Rav Huna, Bereid Rabbi Shua, Chatat, Chatato. By the Nazir, it says here, Vasa et Chatato. So this is the original Limud, when the Gemara before said, Chatat, Chatato, Hachanami here. So over here, this is the original Limud of Chatat, Chatato. Is by the Nazir, it says, V'kriva goin lefnei Hashem, Vasa et Chatato. Vet alato. We could have just said vasata chatat. What is chatato? That comes to teach me an additional set of items. The additional set of items is that it also applies to shinui balim. What's not clear from the Gemara here is how does that work exactly? Because by shinui balim we don't have the mitzvah by three of the avodot, and we don't have the ikuv by three of avodot. All of a sudden, this chatato does both for it. All of a sudden, it says both the mitzvah and the ikuv, it takes care of everything. That this extra chatato somehow takes care of everything. Rashi says that we still require the hekesh. Rashi brings over here the hekesh from Shlamim, although that does not make so much sense, because the hekesh of Shlamim the Gemara is going to bring later on. And the fact is that the Gemara right now does not introduce the hekesh of Shlamim. So at this point in time, it's not clear exactly how the Gemara gets the remainder of Shinoi Balim out of the statement of Rav Huna Brei de Rabbi Yoshua. Because we know there's one extra limud, but that one extra limud only helps you either the mitzvah or the akev. And here we're mitzvah the mitzvah. So matkif la ravina, elamiata olat olato, my darshpe. What are you going to do with olat olato? I mean, if you're going to darshin chatat chatato by the nazir, how can you darshin olat and olato, or why don't you darshin olat ve'olato? Because you can't have the drasha just be half. If chatat chatato is meaningful, then also olat olato should be meaningful. So what's the Gemara wants to know that if you're going to darshan chatat chatato, you have to do something with olat olato. What you do with it, it could be any drasha. We're not saying it has to be a drasha of the ikul. And if you have another drasha, we're fine. As long as you have something to do with the word. Okay. I mean, you could. If that's what you want to use it for, the ikul, that's also a possibility. But here, right now, the Gemara is just asking in a general sense, which is, Matki v'la Ravina, elmiata olat olato, my darshbe, ulu Ravino. According to Ravino, Ula Ravino, who's asking the question on Rav Huna, what about Minchat, Minchato, and Nesach, Nischol? So by the Nazir, they're all written in the possessive form. They're all written in Chatato, Olato, Minchato, Nischol. So if you're going to darshan the possessive form in each one of them, then why is he just asking from Ola? We have a drashan from Chatat. He wants to know, why don't you include Ola? What do you mean just Ola? What about Mincha? What about Nesach? What about all the others? Why doesn't he ask from all of them? So Gemara says, Minchato, that, he doesn't have to worry about them. Ula Ravina, Minchat, Minchato, Nesach, Nischo, my darshbu. How mi baile, Minchatam, Viniskehem, Balaila, Minchatam, Viniskehem, Afilu the Machar. This is a limud that doesn't come from here, but rather from the Pareach Chag, that comes from the Korbanot that come on the Chagim. Over there it says, Minchatam v'niskehem, and the drasha we learn by there is that Minchatam means, v'niskehem means afilu b'layla, Minchatam v'niskehem means afilu l'machar, even tomorrow. Which means that you could separate them from the korban. The korban is brought. When the korban is brought, it obligates a person to bring along with the korban a nesech and a mincha. The nesech mincha, do they have the same dinim as the korban itself? Just like the korban can only bring during the day, and is limited to that day, is that true? So the drasha is no. The mincha and the nesech can be separated from the korban. They can be brought at night, which is not true about a korban, it can't be brought at night. And number two is it can be brought tomorrow or the next day. They're not connected, they're not limited by that time frame. As long as they're brought, that's fine. But they're not within the same rubric or confines of the korban itself. So too over here by Nazir, Minchato and Nisko teaches you that as well. That the Nazir who's chayav to bring a mincha and a nesech along with his korban, that mincha and a nesech can be brought even the next day. That can be brought at night. They're number one, not ma'akev the korban. And number two is they don't have to be joined with the korban. They don't have to be simultaneous with the korban. They can be brought at times that, first of all, even korbanot are psulot at night. A korban is even pasul. And they can be brought even a next day, or 2 days afterwards, 3 days afterwards, they're still connected to the original korban. So that's what he does. So he didn't ask about mincha, minchato, and nisko, because he has a drasha for those words. So from here you see that it's not all about ikuv, it's just about getting a drasha into the words here. Elo olat oloto, my darishbe. What are you going to do with that? Tzvetu, mi gamrei ma'adodi. Number two is, even if you find a drasha for oloto and solve this problem, how can you learn out a regular chatat from the Chatat Nazir? Chatat Nazir, as we know from the place, it's machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar al-Kapar, where the Chatat there is really coming for a Kapara. Is it a Kapara, because Rabbi Elazar al-Kapar is a Tzir, it's moment a Yayin, or is it just a Chatat that is matir him to eat b'kodshim, but it's not for Kapara? So if that's the case, you're trying to bring, to learn to what we call Chatat Chelev, a regular Chatat that deals with an Aveira, is dealing with Kapara, you're trying to learn that of Chatat Nazir, how can you compare the two of them? So that's what Gemara says here. Betu, mi gmir mi adodei chatat chelev mi chatat nazir lo gamra. Can't learn out chatat chelev mi chatat nazir shekein yishim adamim achirim. The chatat of the nazir has other korbanot that come along with it. The chatat is not the lone korban that the nazir brings. He brings other korbanot alongside of it. Chatat nazir mi chatat chelev lo gamra. And you can't learn out a chatat nazir from chatat chelev shekein karet. Chatat chelev, the violation of chelev, one eats chelev, is karet. That's the punishment. One violates the isurim of nazir, that's a lav, not karet. So how do you learn out? The two chataot aren't in the same category whatsoever. How do you learn one to the other?
That's every
gzera shava. We're not learning here. We're learning out dinim of a chatat. So if you want to learn out dinim chatat and apply it broadly to all chataot, you have to do it from a chatat that is applicable to all other areas. Nazir and chatat chelev, you cannot do that. Let's do it from the chatat of the mitzora. So we have another similar, just like we have asiya by the nazir, and it has to be the shem chatat, we have that by mitzora. So now again, bashkan shinui kodesh shinui bali minalei amar akra v'chiper ala mitaher. Ala mitaher zeh v'lo ala mitaher chaveiro. So again, I ask the same question here. The Gemara has good enough, that's good for mitzvah. Where's the ikuv for, in terms of shinui ba'alim? Bakate mil yofe mehadodi. We should have asked this right away. Chatat mitzora is no better than chatat nazir. Chatat mitzora doesn't necessarily come for a chet.
Why are they referring to a chatas, regular chatas, as chatas chelev?
Because that's just the terminology of chatat chelev is that the chatat ayachid, the classic case that the Gemara calls of chatat, of a yachid, is chatat chelev. That's it. It's not that it's the only type of chatat. You bring chatat adam, you bring chatat achelev an arayot. There are all types of chatot. The Gemara, when it's talking about the generic chatat that's found in Vayikra Dalit of chatat ayachid, that refers to as chatat achelev. So now the Gemara says, v'akate me'yofi ma'adodi. How can you learn the mouth? You have a problem by mitzora. Mitzora is the same problem as nazir. You bring a chatat by a mitzora, again, that's a machloket tanaim. Did the mitzora do something wrong? Meaning, why does tzarat come? Al-shiva dvarim and nigayim bayim, which we'll learn coming up in Kodeshim. But, okay, that's one of them. Other bit is just to be matim to eat a Kodesh again. So if that's the case, then you can't learn from one to the other. Again, just like by Nazir, the Chatat here is amongst other karbanot that the Mitzorah is bringing. Chatat Mitzorah, Mechatat Chelev lo gamra. You can't learn out Chatat Mitzorah from the Chatat Chelev, Shekein Karet. Because of the din of karet. There's a problem of karet. By chatat chelev you get karet. By mitzora, there's no din of karet. So Gemara says, mechad alo atya, teite chad emitarte. Fine, we can't learn one out of one, but maybe let's one out of two. B'hai lo lichtov. So let's figure out, which one are you not going to write? I mean, which one is extraneous so that we can learn out from? You have mitzora, you have nazir, and you have chatat chelev. three chataot. Which two of them combined can I use to learn out the dinim, and the third one will be extraneous, and I can have my limudim for that. Lo dichtov rachmana b'chatat chelev. So let's say there's no, it doesn't write b'chatat chelev, but teite mihanach, and we'll learn it out from Mitzor and Nazir. Malahanach, kishken yeshimim damim achirim. They have a common denominator, Mitzor and Nazir have a common denominator, that they have damim achirim, they have other kabanot come with them. So maybe that's why they have a different din. But that din won't apply to chatat chelev. Lo dichtov rachmana b'chatat nazir. So let's say leave out Chatat Nazir. The Teite Mehanach. We'll learn out of Mitzora and Chatat Chilev. Malahanach, Shkein, Ein Lahem Sheila. Nazir is how a person becomes a Nazir is through a Neder. A Neder is Nitan Lahatara, is Nitan to Hatarad Nedarim. So you can undo the Neder Nazir. That's not true by Mitzora, and that's not true obviously by Chilev. There's no way to undo whatever has been done. So therefore they have a Chumrah that's not applicable to Chatat Nazir, so we can't learn it out from them. So lo lichtov rachmana b'chatat mitzora. So let's leave out chatat mitzora. V'teiti mihanach. We'll learn out of nazir and chelev. Malahanach she'en kain ein ba'im b'dalut. Right. The chatat mitzora has something unusual about it, which is that it has a economic means. There's a gauge for the economic means of the individual bringing the korban about which korban he brings, depending on how wealthy he is. He'll bring an animal, he'll bring a bird. There is a scale for bringing karbanot. That's true by the mitzvah, that's not true by the nazir, and that's not true by chatat chelev. So if that's the case, we need each one of them to be written for themselves, because we couldn't learn any one of them from the other two. If that's the case, then you don't have a limud anymore. You have the limud for chatat chelev. I'm still missing the items that I needed, which is the ikuv by Shinei Kodesh, and the mitzvah likuv by Shinoi Balim, except for Zvikat Adam. So what are we going to do? Ela Omar Kra. Pasuk says, Zota Torah, Laula, Lamincha, the pasuk that we bring every time, which is Hiki Shakatuv Lishlamim. Mash Lamim, Ben Shinoi Kodesh, Ben Shinoi Balim, Beinin Lishman, Lemitzma, Avchatat, Ben Shinoi Kodesh, Ben Shinoi Balim, Beinin Lishma, Lemitzva. So therefore, we took care of mitzvah. There's a hekesh to shlamim. The hekesh to shlamim tells me, just like by shlamim, there's shinei kodesh, shinei balim. And both of those require l'chatchilo lishma. So too, by a chatat. A stam chatat is included in that pasuk. So a stam chatat will be required lishma l'mitzvah l'chatchila. Hilkach. Right, all the korbanot are going to be that way, right. No, but yes, so fine, that's fine. Everything's learned out of Shlamim. All the Karbanot are learned out of Shlamim, Lemitzvah. Lishma, over here, Shlamim is only Lemitzvah. We haven't gone to Akev yet. So Hilkach Mitzvah Mishlamim. V'anach Krai, all these extra psukim, Le'akev. Come for an Ikuv. Now Tosus asks a question somewhat along your lines, David, which is that, wait a minute, you just brought me down three different psukim, Le'akev. Why do I need three psukim, Le'akev? All I need is one pasuk to teach me ikuv, and then I can expand it to all the other avodot. Why? Because that's the hekesh we did with all the other karbanot. When it came to shlamim, the hekesh by shlamim is just like there's no differentiation between shinei kodesh, shinei balim, everything's the mitzvah, number one. Number two is there's no differentiation between different avodot. If I know something about shchida, it applies to all the three avodot. So once I have one ikuv, I can spread it to the other avodot. So why do I need three or four psukim? So Tosfos says, you know, the famim yesh dvarim she tarach v'kotav v'akra. The things we don't know why. Sometimes there are limudim that you could have done with the hekesh, and sometimes we need the hekesh, and the Torah doesn't write it. It says that's a style of the Torah, and therefore we don't know. You know, sometimes it does do it, sometimes it doesn't do it. Now I would say that you have the same thing, which is what David, what you were asking a little bit, I think, which is you can say the same thing by shlamim. If the hekesh hashlamim helps out over here, then all the other karbanot as well. Why do I need anything by the other karbanot? I need one pasuk by every karban, and that'll be sufficient to teach me. Because if I can make the hekesh to shlamim, over here I say the mitzvah or lishma.
Mitzvah is all of them, from this specific
yeah, mitzvah of everything. So then I don't need a pasuk by any of the karbanot. Why do I need them? So I think you have to say the same answer in Tosfot. Whatever the Torah decides to write, it writes. And whatever you don't have written explicitly, then you have to learn that out from a hekesh. It's not a good answer, but it's a reality, which is that even though technically you could have learned it at that case, nevertheless it is written in the Torah. Now the Gemara says, "V'ashvichan chatat chelev." Now we found chatat chelev, which is stam chatat yachid. That's what the Gemara is referring to here. The chatat, that we understand tichbav ba'al chatat, because there it says the chatat. Chatat avodat kochavim. There are other types of chatot out there. There's a chatot of avodah zarah, which is found in Parshas Shlach Lecha. We dealt with this in Horayot. This was right, the mainstay of what we dealt with, was the difference between the karbanot at tzibur and the chatat yachid when it came to a regular chatat versus that of avodah zarah. So you have the chatat of avodah zarah that's found in Parshat Shlach Lecha. How do I know over there it's lakev? Number two is, we also have what are called the korbanot olevi yoreid, chatat olevi yoreid, which are these three categories that we know, which are shmiat kol, which is shvat ha'idut, bitui svadayim, bata bitui, and tumat mikdash mikdashav. All three of those are olevi yoreid, and where do you know the akev by them? They're not, you can't compare them to chatat chelev. So the Gemara says, wait, now, chatat obedat chokhovim ati mechatat chelev. That's no problem. The chatat of avodah zarah and the chatat of chelev can learn one from the other. Shekein karet kamota. They're in the same category. They both have a chiyuv karet b'meziv. And then for b'shugig, they bring a chatat. That's a similar type of chatat. But avodah zarah, it's unique that it has to be only be brought from a sirah. And you don't have the choice of sirah or kispa. But nevertheless, we can learn one from the other. If we can learn one from the other, now I know ikuv by avodah chatat avodat chachamim. The problem is the by the karbanei olevi yoreid that we don't have. The remaining korbanot olevi yoreid, they come out from a me'atzad. What's a me'atzad? A tzad shaveh shebehen. Because where do we have ikuv? We have ikuv by three items. We have it by chatat chelev, we have it by chatat nazir, and we have it by chatat metzorah. If you take all three of those together, then you can learn out the chatat of olevi yoreid, because we see from all three of those together that nothing is significant. What is that? Karet, right, there's no common denominator between them. Karet is not significant. Why? Because Mitzorah and Nazir don't have a din in Karet. Sheila, being Matir Neder, is not relevant, because that's only relevant to Nazir, not to Mitzorah and Chelev. What about right, olevi yoreid, that's only applicable to Mitzorah, that's not applicable to Nazir and Chatat Yachid. So, over there we see none of those items are meaningful enough to exclude you or make the din different. And that's the case, then also here, by the Karban olevi yoreid, we can take care of it. The Rabbeinu Tam asks the question over here. The Rabbeinu Tam says, wait a minute, how could you learn it out of a me'atzad? Hikshir Rabbeinu Tam, malach chanach shekeneim ba'im bedali dalut. That even the Karban olevi yoreid of the Mitzorah only has two tiers. As the tier of Behema, and as the tier of Uf. It is missing what the Karban olevi yoreid has. It has three economic tiers. It has Behema, Uf, and then Mincha. So it has a third tier. So why, how could you say that I can learn out of Me'atzad? There is something unique about Karban olevi yoreid that is not true by the other Karbanot, which is that it has a third category, a third level of economic opportunity to bring the Karban, which is that of the Mincha. Only all the three Karbanei Olevi Yoreid, which is Bitui Svetayim, Shvat Eidut, and Mikdash, Tumat Mikdash Mikdashav. So how do I learn that out from the other three Karbanot? Because there's something unique about it. Rabbeinu Tam says something like that. V'teretz, Kevin Tadlei Dalut, Gufei Psula Shlo Lishma, Hainu Minchat Choted, Psula Shlo Lishma. Dalei Dalut, we know from other places that Minchat Chatat, that comes, the mincha that comes for a chatat, that has to be done lishma. That's a separate limud. So if we know that already, that means dalei dalut, by all of these, olevi yoreid, is automatically psula if you don't do it lishma. So if it's pasul lishma, how could that come and detract from the other two categories of open behema? That's what Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam's point is, that it doesn't make so much sense. If it itself, the mincha itself is pasul shalol lishma, then how could that help you out to say that the oaf and the behema are not pasul lishma? Yes, it's a difference between the other chataot, but we know about it itself that it's pasul lo lishma. So if that's the case, then it can't detract from it. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam's answer. So then the Tosfos here asks on the Rabbeinu Tam's explanation, wait, by Mitzorah, you have the same point. By Mitzorah, there are two tiers. What are the two tiers by Mitzorah? Behema and Oph. But Oph, we also know, is pasul shlo lishma from a different pasuk. So then how can the Gemara ask that Mitzorah should detract because it has dalut, it has a different level of economic means that you can bring a Korban of an Oph? Well, we know the Korban of Oph is also Pasul Shlo Lishma. If a Korban of Oph is Pasul Lishma, why should that detract from the Behema and say that the Behema should be Kasher Lishma? So how could that be the reasoning? So once Tosos eliminates the answer of the Rabbeinu Tam, we're back to square one, where the question remains, why is it that dalei dalut is not considered a Kula? And Tosos leaves it that way. I think that you could answer that the kula of olevi yored is a single category. When we open up the ability to bring a different korban because of the economic means, that is a new category, that's a kula. How many levels there are, that's a detail of the category. Whether there are two levels or three levels, having three rather than two is not a bigger kula. That just means that you have the opportunity to bring it, and the Torah lays out what the economic means are and what the levels are that you bring. So therefore, maybe it isn't the difference, is Dali Dalut. That's just the suggestion that I want to make. Tosus then asks, well, if we have to learn out Ikuv by Chataot, now we took care of all of the Chataot by Me'atzad. But there's certain Chataot that you can't learn to this Me'atzad. For instance, Chataot at Tzibur, like the Si'ir Rosh Chodesh, the Si'ir Regalim that are the Chatat. How do we know that those are included? Because they have a differentiation from these Chataot. They don't have Shinui Balim in them. All the other chataot, which are chataot ayachid, have shinui ba'alim. This doesn't have shinui ba'alim, so maybe their din is different when it comes to chataot atzibor. In addition, what about chataot pnimiyot? We just did this in Horayot, that there are certain chataot that don't go on the mizbeach chitzon, they only go on the mizbeach apnimi, they only go into the kodesh or kodesh hakodoshim. Those chataot, how do we know also there it's le'akev? Because they also have a kula. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no pigul by those karbonot. Only karbonot that go on the mizbeach chitzon have pigul, but karbonot that are brought into the kodesh and kodesh kodoshim, they do not have a din and pigul. So they also have a kula. So how are we going to learn those out? So Tosfos' answer in the end is that we'll learn both of them from Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur. Because by Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur, it brings down Chatat HaKahal Hi. It tells us Chatat HaKahal, that word Chatat will teach us that it's Me'akev by these Chatot. Now Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur actually has both aspects. It's both a Korban Tzibur, and it's a Chatat HaPnimiyot. So through the Chatat HaKahal Hi, we'll cover both of those items, and that's how we know about Chatot HaTzibur and Chatot HaPnimiyot, that they're Me'akev because of the Pasuk of Chatat HaKahal Hi that found by Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur. And then we'll use the Shlamim, like we did with the regular Chatot. We'll use the Shlamim to tell us the mitzvah, and then the Chatat HaKahal Hi will teach us that it is Le'akev. I'm just going to go back now and just point out something in the Gemara. The Gemara brought, when it spoke about Chatat, it brought down three psukim to prove to you that that there is a lishma by chatat. The first one was v'shchat otah lechatat, which is found in chatat ayachid. The second one they brought was lakach goin adam chatat. It's also found by chatat ayachid. The third one that they brought was v'chiper alav akoein mechatato. But where's the pasuk of v'chiper alav akoein mechatato found? You know where that's found? That is found in the parsha of Karban Ole v'yored. By the parasha of Karban Ole v'yored in Perek A, Pasuk Yud, which is V'etasheni yaseh ola k'mishpat v'chiper alav ha'kohen mechatato asher chata v'nislach lo. And we also have it up by the Sirat Hizim in v'chiper alav ha'kohen mechatato. So the fact that the Gemara here quotes mechatato, mechatato is a pasuk that's not found in Chatat Yachid. It's not found by Chatat Chelev, but rather found by the Karbanei Olev V'Yared at the end of the Parsha there. So first of all, how's the Gemara bringing a Karban Olev V'Yared as a proof to Chatat Chelev? That's number one. Number two is the Gemara, when we turn the page, it says, well, where do we know Olev V'Yared from? Well, where do we know Olev V'Yared from? You just quoted a pasuk of Olev V'Yared to prove to you by Chatat Chelev. How come you didn't have a problem there? All of a sudden we turn the page, you have a problem learning out Chatat Olev V'Yared from Chatat? How do you have that? So Tosfos is bothered by this. He says, I don't understand. He says, Harva yesh tema. It's a top Tosfos and Chedem Aleph. Yesh hani cried, shchita v'kabbalah v'shchat otah l'chatat, v'lakach ha'koin k'tive v'stam chatat. That's written by Chatat Yechid. K'gon chatat chelet v'pashar v'yikra. Gavi kizba. V'yikra d'chiper alav ha'koin v'chatato k'tive v'chatat t'shmiat kol b'itu yisfatayim. It's by Karban Olev Yared. Afo b'chatat chelet lo k'tive me'chatato, ela al chatato k'tive. It says Al-Khatato, but if you're going to quote a pasuk Mechatato, that's not relevant over here. B'zeteimo sheshovi kro da Al-Khatato, dechtiv b'hayi parshato. They left the word Al-Khatato, which is found in the Chatat Yachid, and then bring the pasuk of Mechatato. It says B'shema, mishum da Al-Khatato lo'achar chatat erimuim hu dechtiv. In the parsha of Chatat Yachid, Al-Khatato is brought down after Chatat erimuim, which we know by the Asham means that can't be the ikuv, because emurim themselves are not ma'akev, so the pasuk can't teach you ikuv. Avoteima, dilekaman mashma tocholchani karai dohocha b'chatat chelev k'tive. That we just read the Gemara seems to think that all these psukim are written by chatat chelev because you can't learn out korban olev v'yored from it. So those that explain that mechatato is written by the Seir HaNasi. That's written in Perek Dalet, v'asher nasi yachata, And then it says, "V'chiper alav ha'kohen mechatato v'nislach lo." At the end of the parashat, Hanasi. So there you have mechatato by chatat ha'nasi. Chatat ha'nasi is a regular chatat. So maybe we can learn out from there. Now, the problem with learning it out from there is that it's also after haktarat emurim. If the Gemara didn't bring al chatato by chatat ha'yachid, because it's after haktarat emurim, but ha'nasi is also the end of the parashat there. It's after haktarat emurim, so why does that help you? So then, v'od nirchon nirli, there's another possibility. The matzah the midrash mechiper ha'chatato asher chata, dichti b'chatat chilev. He says the problem the Gemara had is why can't you learn it out of the pasuk of the chiper al chatato asher chata by the chatat yachid? Because the word chatato there means does not mean chatat the animal, the behemah, the korban. Chatato over there means pisho, the sin. I mean the chatat has two meanings. The chatat can be the chait, or the chatato can be the korban that he's bringing. So in the parsha of Chatat Yachid, the Chatato there is clearly being used for the word Pish'o, his Chet. And lo misir nasir, dechti mechatato v'nislachlo. But sir nasir, it's also mechatato. From the sin that he did, v'nislachlo, it'll be mechaper him. It's not talking about the Korban, it's talking about the sin. So therefore they had to go to the other pasuk. B'shmiat kol lo k'tiv, zev lo zu, elo mechatato, hainu mekarbano. That comes from the Korban. So Tosfos the end solves the problem by saying, okay, the reason they didn't learn it out from Chatat Yachid, and the reason they didn't learn it out from Samir Nasi is because the word Chatato that's used in those cases is not referring to the Korban, it's referring to the sin the person did. Whereas by Shmiat Kol, the word Chatato is teaching you about the Korban. It's Mechatato, Chatato over there means from the Korban. That Mechatato will help you in that instance. The problem that's left is still, which Tosfos does not address, is how do we then, why does the Gemara then have a problem later on about learning out Ode V'Yoreid from these other psukim? Gemara says, Tanu Banan, Pesach bizmano lishmo kasher, shlo lishmo pasul. So if you bring a Pesach on Pesach itself, Benera Bayim, and then you do it Lishma, it's Kasher. Shalo Lishma, Pasul. Bishar Yimot Hashana, any other time that's not Benera Bayim, Lishma, if you do it Lishem Pesach, it's Pasul. Shalo Lishma, it's Kasher. How do we know this is true? So Amar Avod Hashmo Amar Kra, V'im Minatzon Karbano. If by the parsha of Shlamim it says ve'im minatzon karbanot zevach shlamim l'Hashem, davar haba minatzon yehi le'zevach shlamim, something that only comes from tzon should also be a zevach shlamim, should also be a shlamim. What's a korban that only comes from the tzon? That is a korban at Pesach. When it comes to shlamim, shlamim can come from tzon or bakar. So when it says im minatzon yehi le'zevach shlamim, now why? Why does the Gemara learn this out? Im minatzon is pashtuta cries that it's talking about tzon. That's how you know. You have bakar, you have tzon. And the Torah is telling you which you can bring for shlamim. Im bin min ba minatzon is, why is that open for a limud? So Rashi says that not as cry yiterahi, it's not an extra pasuk, ela mashma'ut dekra mashma lehochi. The Chazal saw that that was the meaning of the pasuk. Not exactly sure what that means, because the pashtut of the pasuk is not this way. Tosfos goes out as a way to show that maybe the pasuk is extraneous over here. Either because we're already in the Parshat Shlamim, so that doesn't have to write Zevach Shlamim. We're already in the Parshat Shlamim, so why do you have to write Ve'im Minatzon Karbanol Zevach Shlamim? Because then the Zevach Shlamim is extraneous, or the possibility of the word Zon is also extraneous. Why? Because the other Parshat is Im Minabakar. So if it's Bakar, then obviously the other side is Zon. There's only two types of animals that come on the Mizbeach. So why do you have to write Zon at all? So Tosfos says it's from the extraneous wording over here that we get the limud. Rashi says that's the mashmut pasuk, that Im Minatzon is talking about Korban at Pesach. But either way, the limud here is that something that comes from the tzon is the Pesach, yeh lezevach shlamim. So Mar says, ima shlamim in, midach rin alo. So let us say that only when you do a Pesach shlo lishma, when you do it l'shem shlamim, is it kasher. But if you do it l'shem ola, it won't work, because it's in the Pesach shlamim. So Amar Rabbi Yilam, Rabbi Yochanan, lezevach, the rabot kol zevach. It says zevach, and it says shlamim. Shlamim teaches you if you do it lo lishma l'shlamim, then it's a shlamim. The Zevach teaches you if you do it lo lishma for another karban, for an olah, for anything else, then it's also kasher. Gemara says, Ema kodesh achid lahavi kamota. So let's say it this way. When you say that the korban of Pesach shalom is mano, you say it's l'shem shlamim, then it's kasher and it becomes a shlamim. So what I'm saying, that it's like a chameleon. The korban of Pesach will take on the characteristics of the korban that you call it. If you say it's a shlamim, if you say it's a shlamim, it'll turn into a shlamim. If you say it's an olah, it'll turn into olah. So Gemara says, "Iyaviktiv lishlamim v'zevach kedamart." If the Torah wrote it as lishlamim and then zevach afterwards, it'll be true. Hashuniktiv lizevach shlamim. That means that the chol shechit le shlamim. Anytime that you do a zevach, anytime you do shechita, it becomes a shlamim. It's not that there are two different categories, shlamim and zevach, but rather all zvichot that are done, whether they're done l'shem shlamim or not, they become a shlamim. So that's the din of a Pesach Shlo Bizmano. Pesach Shlo Bizmano becomes a shlamim. Just to point out over here, Rashi says it, and then Tosos also jumps on it, that the Shlo Bizmano of the Pesach here is talking about Lifnei Hazman. That's what Rashi says, Shachto Kodem Chatzot Pasul, Dichdib Ben Arbaim. And Tosos over here says, yes, it's got to be either that he was Nitche to Pesach Sheni, and the Korban is still valid, or it's before Pesach. Because afterwards, when the Korban can no longer be used for Pesach, which is automatic, because a korban of Pesach can only come in the first year of the animal's life, and then by definition, if it was ro'oi for this Pesach, it will not be ro'oi for the following Pesach, then it automatically becomes a shlamim. You don't need akira. You don't need to change it. The animal becomes a stam shlamim. Although then Tosu says there is a mandomar in Psachim that says even afterwards you need akira. So either it's according to that mandomar that you need akira afterwards, or we're talking about instances where the korban is still ra'oi to be a Pesach, that either means before Pesach, or someone who's nidche the Pesach Sheni and still can use the korban. Mar says, Eima lezevach klal, shlamim prat. So let's say now, zevach means any zevach, that's a klal. Shlamim means prat only the shlamim. Klal uprat. Eim bechlal elamashim paprat. If you have a klal uprat, that means that the prat limits the general statement. If you limit the general statement over here, that would be shlamim in midarachrin alo. Then you can only make it into a shlamim, you can't make it into anything else. I mean, if you do lo lishma of a korban pesach leola, then it would be pasul. It says no, because it says la shem afterwards in the pasuk. Zevach lamim la shem. So la shem is hadar v'klal. That's another klal. That's another general principle. So now you have a klal uprat uchlal. Iyata dan elkeinah uprat. Then you do kein uprat, which is the shlamim. So anything that's domed l'shlamim, you can also make it into, and it won't be a problem. So kumati v'lav Rav Yaakov in Arpakud. We saw this question earlier already. How do dami klal uprat or the klal kamo? The second klal and the first klal are not of equal inclusion. Meaning that they are general statements that are not equally inclusionary. Klal akama merabe zvachim. The first klal only includes things that are shechted. Bitulo. No more than that. Klal abacha lashem, kodol lashem. Anything that's brought lashem. Anything that comes as a gift towards Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nesach, Mincha, all these other items also would be included by that. Bafilu lofot, bafilu minachot. That's an oaf, a mincha. It doesn't have to be even a beima. So therefore, you have a two different, your klalot are not of equal weight. So when it says, Hana Tadbe Rabbi Shmuel, again, we saw this earlier, the Mesechta, Bechlale Prate, Darish Kiyai Gavno, or Darish Lev Kiyai Gavno, that we know that Tanabe Rabbi Shmuel, even when the klals are unequal or uneven, they are Darish this as a klal uprat uchlal. So klal uprat uchlal, Yatza Dan Kenela Prat. So that's what we're up to now. We have a klal uprat uchlal, it's the Kenela Prat of Shlamim. So ma prat mfurash shu shlo lishmo v'kasher, af ko shlo lishmo v'kasher. Anything that, just like the shlamim, which it means it's lo lishmo, the Pesach, it's still kasher. So too, any other korban that you name over here, that you do it lo lishmo, you do the korban Pesach for it, it'll also be kasher. Ma says, wait a minute, the prat has something unique. Ima prat mfurash davar, bar b'neder min davah, af ko ba b'neder min davah. So he said, wait a minute, shlamim can be brought as a voluntary offering. It can be brought as a donation to the Mikdash. So if that's the case, then let's only include things that can be brought in neder nedavah. So that would include olah. That's what Tzumar says, olah shlamim in chatat v'sham lo, because chatat and v'sham don't come as voluntary offerings. They will only come as chiyuvim. Ela lezevach ribuyahu. Period. Zevach is an inclusionary term. It's a very important Rashi down here. The last Rashi on the Amud, el zevach ribuyahu. Ein olah shon klal. It's not a lashon of general statement. It's not a lashon of inclusionary statement in the sense that it's the beginning of a klal or klal uprat to klal that's telling you general information. The klal uprat to klal doesn't come because there's an extraneous word or because the word's out of place. That's not where they come, because the pasuk, the meaning of the words, is a general statement. For instance, kagon b'chol asher tavei nafshecha. That's by maser. B'chol asher tavei nafshecha means anything that you would want. So that's a klal. That's a klal because the meaning of the words are a klal. But over here, where you have one word, aval zevach shlamim, shtei tevot dvukotein, zevach shlamim are two words that come together, it's an adjective, it's a zevach, it's called a shlamim. Kilu ktiv lezevach hashlamim. So it's just an extraneous word. It could have just written shlamim. It could have just written the zevach. The fact that it wrote zevach shlamim, I have an extraneous word. An extraneous word does not make a cloud. That just makes a ribui to include something. It comes as a ribui. So the zevach over here is a ribui. That ribui teaches me that by other karbonot, the same is true, that they will be made into a shlamim. So Gemara says, zevach ribui. So again, why don't you say, if you're going to use zevach to include it, then why does everything become a shlamim? Why don't we say that if you make it, if you say lo lishma as an olah, it'll become an olah? Why don't we have that problem? So where it says, Amar Rabbi Avin, dochin kodshim ne'achalim, etchul kodshim ne'achalim. Vein dochin kodshim ne'achalim, etchul kodshim she'enam ne'achalim. If you're going to change the status of a korban, a korban pesach is eden. It's a korban that is eden. So they're going to change it over to something else. They're going to make it into another korban. It makes sense to make it into a korban that's also eden, not into a korban that's not eden. I'm going to ask the obvious question. Atu chatat v'asham milo kemet achle. Wait a minute. Chatat and asham are also eden. They're eaten by the zichrei kuna, by the males of the kohanim, have to be eaten in the kodesh. But nevertheless, they are korbanot that are eden. So you took care of an olah. You excluded an olah. Shlamim, that's gomel pesach because it's eden. An olah is not because it's not eden. But you have chatan and sham that should be included because they are eden. Ela dochim kochim and echalim the chol adam. It's a kochim and echalim the chol adam. Take kochim that can be eaten by anyone, which is the pesach. Pesach can be eaten by anyone. It's a kochim and echalim the chol adam, which is a shlamim. Vein dochim kochim and echalim the chol adam. We don't take the pesach, which can be eaten by anyone. It's a kochim shein echalim the chol adam. Like the chatan and sham that are only eaten by the zichrei kuna. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abin, Amer dochim kochim kalim. It's a kochim kalim. Vein dochim kochim kalim. It's a kochim kodashim. You put kochim kalim with kochim kalim, so that would say a pesach can become a shlamim. But we don't put it with kochim kodashim. It doesn't come in olah, it doesn't come in chatat, asham, which are all kochim kodashim. We're not going to elevate the korban because you did a lo lishma. That doesn't make sense. If it's kochim kalim, it should stay in that category of kochim kalim. So the only korban that's relevant in kochim kalim is that of the shlamim. Okay, we'll stop over here.